Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Loboda, editor of Aviation for Women magazine and FAST Team representative, Fort Myers, Florida, who is today's host.
And we are here today at Sun and Fun 2010. George Bai, the CEO of Bai Energy, is talking to us about future aviation engines and the things that will propel us through the skies. What inspired you to start looking at alternative forms of energy for aircraft?
You said both your parents were flyers.
Yeah, exactly. We, early on, of course, like many of us, I inspired to be a pilot like my parents had experienced and was fortunate to enjoy military flying for some years. I have a great passion for the industry and for the experience, and of course utility and business and commerce and the other applications that are, I think, are important for our society and our culture. But one thing that has troubled me over the years is that aviation as we know it kind of hit its peak in the 60s and 70s. And while we've seen incremental benefits in flat screen displays and GPS and things in avionics, fundamentally airplanes remain much as they were in the 60s and 70s. Propulsion systems are much the same. We're starting to see some integration of new structures, but fundamentally, we're flying on the same motors and the same planes that we did when I first fell in love with aviation in the 60s. So what we want to do is create an opportunity for aviation to remain relevant for today and for tomorrow. And we've seen, of course, the excitement in electric and alternative energy applications in automobiles and ground transportation. It's no longer a fringe experiment, if you will, but it's moving to mainstream. The number one selling car in Japan is the Toyota Prius. It's a hybrid. And certainly the portfolio of electric and hybrid cars in America are that portfolio is increasing daily, and we see auto shows feature electric and hybrid automobiles as their marketing lead. So I think the culture has accepted alternative energy much more broadly, perhaps much more quickly than some imagine. And what we're doing is leveraging that research and the great folks that have worked very hard in that industry segment and applying that technology, adapting it to aviation, so we can move our industry segment forward to today and tomorrow's technology.
And where is Bai Energy at with that at this moment? What do you have anything hard, or is it all on paper?
Yeah, no, we've been doing conceptual and developmental engineering now for the last year and a half or so. We're actually working on mock-ups and hardware now. We have our first developmental prototype airplane that we'll be flying, we think, even before year end.
Wow, that soon. Is this a one place or a two place?
No. It's a regular mainstream two-seat training aircraft. And I think, again, not ideal, the Cessnas and Pipers and Moonies and Cirrus, the mainstream general aviation as we know it today, may not be ideal from an aerodynamic perspective when one thinks of energy management and efficiency in flight. Most of us think of gliders, motor gliders, very, very smooth, clean, low parasite drag aircraft as perhaps the most suitable for the amount of the limited amount of energy that we have with electric to apply to to any kind of endurance and range. So it's somewhat contrary to the initial efforts that many are making with motor gliders with electric flight for us to use a mainstream aircraft. But that's the point. The point is that it's a mainstream aircraft, and we want to move the broadest possible general aviation population, pilot owners, over into the future. And so our focus is indeed Cessnas and Pipers and Moonies and Cirruses, et cetera. That is the point. That's the critical point. Now, we acknowledge with this developmental airplane that we're working on right now today, Cessna 172, it happens to be. We're not focusing on the make and model, but rather just that it's a mainstream airplane. We acknowledge this is a developmental proof of concept airplane. It's not ready for commercialization, but in taking this first step with this aircraft, we're preparing for the next generation, which is indeed, we believe, going to be ready for commercialization.
Will it utilize a fuel cell or a battery?
Lithium-ion batteries.
Lithium-ion, excellent. And you're finding that that's a good combination of energy density per weight?
Not for commercial, not for, more precisely, not for broad use. The energy density is not yet sufficient for the endurance that's needed for most utilities for aircraft like these, again, these mainstream airplanes. So the approach that we're taking to utilize the advantages of electric propulsion and yet still make it commercially viable is to add the hybrid feature. That's where we get the additional energy needed to bring these aircraft into broader use.
How many horsepower is the hybrid feature going to be on the aircraft engine you're building?
Yeah, it's of course it's all going to be dependent upon the make and model of the airplane, but fundamentally there's a core of aircraft built around 160 horsepower internal combustion engines.
Yes.
And so our equivalent hybrid approach takes that same performance as the criteria. 160 horse, combination of electric and batteries, and of course the auxiliary power unit, a series type of hybrid. That is, the auxiliary power unit is not direct drive to the propeller shaft. It's running a generator, which provides supplemental energy to the battery and electric system to drive the electric motor, which is the propulsion unit.
Okay, so this is very different from Flight Design's concept, which was kind of an electric motor that was hitched to a gasoline engine and augmented takeoff and high power operations.
That's right. We appreciate the move of all of our friends in the alternative energy sector, and there's going to be many different approaches. Again, many today are, of course, the motor glider type of approach, and that's great. Some are all electric. Some are considering a parallel hybrid system like this, like you just mentioned. Others are looking at series. That's wonderful. Our particular approach is that we think there's a balance between the energy available in the battery and electric motor coupled together with the auxiliary power unit providing supplemental energy to increase the endurance so that we can get out to the where most people fly when they want to go cross country, that 3 or 4 hour type endurance.
What is there? Is there a fuel miles per gallon target you're looking for at this point with this engine?
Again, certainly there are metrics like that are important. Those are going to change from airplane to airplane. So rather than say there's a target, we just say that we enjoy fantastic improvements in energy use per unit distance, miles per gallon, if you will. Pilots generally would measure fuel use in gallons per hour, for example. And if you balance batteries and an APU, our gallons per hour drops down from 8 to 10 gallons per hour to much less than half that. So the economy of flying is greatly enhanced. The amount of fuel that we need is greatly reduced. Therefore, our cost of flying, which is, as I mentioned in the talk earlier, the cost of flying is such an impediment to so many who would otherwise want to fly. Several thousand dollars just to get your license is really a challenge. And of course, then to continue flying, very expensive as well. So if we can get our operating costs down, benefit safety, benefit the environment, wow. I mean, it's just what we should be doing as an industry. We need to do this now and get the message out. All of us, collaborate together, get the message out. Let's go into the future.
So that's part of the reason why the Lindbergh Foundation is so interesting to you to work with.
Absolutely.
And collaborate.
I think we have a very similar hope and vision for the future that incorporates these advances for the good of the culture, for the good of the industry, and for us especially for flying.
Terrific. When can we get our eyes on this fabulous hybrid engine that you're building in a 172? Will it be somewhere soon where people can look at it?
Yeah, there are going to be many events coming up this spring and summer, and of course into the fall, where we'll have public viewing of our progress, and of course we hope to be flying the airplane before year end. So it'll be very, very visible. We hope exciting for all of us as it is for us.
Yeah, is there any question I haven't asked that you would want people to know?
As pilots, as an instructor myself for so many years, the number one thing that you preach again and again and again is safety. And of course, most of it has to do with safety and the errors that pilots typically make.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, typically that's in the takeoff and landing, and so forth. But as a manufacturer, as a OEM, of course, the chief of all considerations as we assemble these various aircraft is safety. And one of the great values of electric flight is the enhancement to safety. And I think we need, along with operating costs, which is wonderful, along with the environment, which is wonderful, we need to make note again and again and again that electric flight, we believe, enhances safety. The reliability of that motor is phenomenal. Characteristically, I'm not talking about any individual motor, but characteristically, electric motors are safety and they're safe, rugged, reliable. There's nothing really to break. One moving part. That's wonderful. I mean, that's wonderful. Simplicity equates oftentimes with safety. Not always, but generally it does. The other thing, of course, the amount of high-octane fuel that we have to carry to have any kind of endurance and range also means that we're surrounded as occupants in the airplane with this fuel.
Absolutely.
And sadly, sometimes if things don't go well, that fuel is a danger. So by reducing or eliminating the amount of fuel that we have to carry, either electric or hybrid, we feel, of course, that is also an enhancement to safety.
Will the hybrid engine also burn alternative fuels?
Absolutely. Of course, the approach that we have is that that's exactly what it should be. But our mission in life isn't necessarily to say one fuel is good and another fuel is bad or something. But rather, to the extent that it's available and possible, if we can use clean, renewable fuel sources, that obviously, just like electric, flight has benefits and efficiency and energy off the grid and so forth. If we can use clean green fuels in our hybrid engine, that would be our great preference.
Excellent. Well, this is George Bai of Bai Energies. He has been speaking at the Green Pavilion here at Sun and Fun 2010 with Amy Loboda, your host for FAA's Managing Safety. We can't wait to see this engine.
Thank you so much, Amy.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.